The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. Welcome. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Also, in the background, you might hear my little puppy. Well, she's not a puppy. She's 3 and a half, and it's nearing dinner time, and you know how it is. So please excuse her. She won't bark. I know that. She'll just paw at my leg and stare at me. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about how to grow broccoli. Now, the last time out, I was actually talking about different types of broccoli. There's broccoli rabe, there's head broccoli, there's a broccoli that grows from the sides, other types. Anyway, I was talking about that because the National Garden Bureau has declared 2023 the year of the broccoli for their organization's edible category. They have a ton of different categories. Year of the bulb, year of the, I think the year of the houseplant is an orchid. Anyway, broccoli is in their edible category, and they are promoting broccoli because, frankly, broccoli tastes really good. And in fact, I had broccoli last night. And you can go back to the previous episode of the podcast and listen to how I prepared broccoli. Anyway, but today is all about growing tips and harvesting tips for broccoli. Now, to get that broccoli from your plot to your plate, you need to grow it correctly. Most of the time, it works pretty darn well. I'm going to give you some tips today. So whether you're growing a type of broccoli that forms these big heads of florets, or if you are growing one of those cut and come again smaller heads, whatever kind you are growing, these tips will hopefully work for you. First tip, keep it cool. Broccoli prefers cooler weather. So, you know, either as a spring crop or a fall crop. So if you want to grow it in the springtime, put the broccoli transplants into the garden early. They can stand some pretty cool weather, so early spring is good. Or you can plant your broccoli transplants in the second half of summer when the weather is imminently cool. So let's say August, end of August, as September and cooler weather creeps up on you. Find the right place to plant your broccoli. So often gardeners will emphasize the phrase, the right plant in the right place. Broccoli's right place is in soil with good drainage. That means it doesn't retain water. And it's spaced from others so that the air circulation is pretty good. So breezes pass through. And when the breezes pass through your plot of broccoli, that just carries the airborne pathogens away. Also, another tip, consider crop rotation. Broccoli is among the vegetables that can succumb to pathogens held in your garden's soil from year to year. So plant your broccoli or anything related to broccoli, switch it up every year. So if you planted broccoli or cabbage or kohlrabi or Brussels sprouts, you know what I'm talking about, the brassica crops. If you planted anything like that within the past 2 years, plant this year's broccoli crop at a different spot, preferably far away, like opposite end of the garden. You want to avoid the transfer of the soil-borne diseases. And here's another tip. Find full sun. So your broccoli will do really well with 6 or more hours of full sun. Broccoli can handle a little bit less than that, but try for 6. And another tip is mulch. Spread mulch under your broccoli row to keep the soil cool and also to conserve water. In fact, mulch everything, not just your broccoli. It's a good idea to mulch the whole garden. And then one other tip that I did not put in my blog post about this, but this tip is plant plants rather than seeds, plant plants that are not baby plants, but a little bit bigger. I say this because there are some pests such as flea beetles that will basically mow down any sort of crop that has a little bit of a bitter taste to it, and broccoli is one of those crops. I have planted little baby plants. I've planted broccoli from seed, and it did not work. It just did not work. These little flea beetles got to it before I could. So go for the bigger plants. Okay, so those are my broccoli growing tips. Now for broccoli harvesting tips. Broccoli is one of those how do I know when it's ready to harvest types of vegetables. Well, here are the tips that I have found to work for me. So when the main head, you know, that big giant conglomeration of tightly knit florets, when that head is the size you want it to be, and it's a beautiful deep green color, and all those little florets on it are a beautiful deep green color, that's when you harvest it. Once those florets start to turn a little bit yellowish, harvest it right then and there. Otherwise, it's just going to keep turning yellow. Basically, what it's doing when it's turning yellow, those are florets, which is basically flowers that haven't bloomed yet. So all those little green things are little unfurled flowers that will unfurl, and become little yellow flowers. So what you want to do is just get it at the right point when the dark green is just about maybe going to turn a little bit, tiny bit yellow. That's when you harvest it. Now, here's the thing, and this goes for pretty much the head broccoli and also the cut and come again broccoli. When you harvest the main stalk from the main stem, the leader stem, the side little heads of broccoli will start to grow a little bit more. That's you're taking out the apical dominance for any of you biology nerds out there. So you take out the bigger thing and the smaller things start to grow. So these heads of broccoli that you think are done, like one and done, and you have pulled the plant out, don't do that because you are neglecting the future harvests from this one plant, if that makes any sense. So if you have one of those plants that will have a big giant head, harvest that head, leave the plant in the ground, keep growing it, keep watering it, and those little side shoots will start to grow. And you get something for a salad or whatever until you know, a killing frost. Believe me, try it this year. You'll get maybe twice as much broccoli harvest as you ever have before. And then here's another thing. Harvest with a very sharp knife. And usually in the mornings is best. And when you harvest, you want to remove about, you know, I'm a big proponent of eating broccoli with the stems. I think the stems are delicious. So harvest your head of broccoli, not just right where the crowns are, but give it like 5 inches, 6 inches of stalk. Trust me. I'm going to give you, actually, we're going to talk about that right now. What to do with those broccoli stems. That's my cooking tip for today. I may have mentioned this before. The broccoli stems are just delicious. They have a little bit of a woodiness to them. So what you do is you take your carrot peeler or some sort of peeler and you just lightly peel off the somewhat woody skin. It's not a lot, and you'll thank me for it. I think that's the reason most people don't like to eat the stems. They don't take that woody skin off. And the woody skin is really near the stem and further away from the head. Okay, so this is how you cook the stems. So remove the stems from the main portion of the head, and then slice the stem in half lengthwise. And then cut that length of stem into about 1/2 inch diagonal slices and saute it in some oil, salt, pepper. If your broccoli dish calls for onions of some sort, throw these stems in at the same time as the onions. But maybe a minute or two before you do the onions. Another way to do it is to separate the heads of florets, but you're going to cut each floret down through the stem. So you'll end up with something that basically looks like a cut flower, with the floret being at the, you know, at the top, like the rose on a stem. And then you'll have that flower attached to a long stem. These are excellent. Tossing them in a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and roast at 425 for about 2 minutes. And then if you did indeed read my last blog post or listen to my last podcast, you'll know that if you roast them at 425, even 450, don't touch them. Don't even move them. Don't open the door. Leave it be 15 to 20 minutes. And then once they're done, once that time is up, put them in a big bowl, throw in about a tablespoon of butter, a tablespoon of vinegar, any sort of vinegar. I prefer a white wine vinegar. And then also 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. That butter will melt. You'll get that that tanginess from the vinegar, and then just a little bit of heat from the Dijon mustard. So good. And you're welcome, because you're going to be making that for years. And that's it. So that is my podcast for today. And once again, it's been a pleasure. And please, if you have any questions, drop them down somewhere, and I will try to see if I can answer them for you. And well, that's it, and have a great day out in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.